Please turn to 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6, and we're going to read verses 1 through 7. Now the sons of the prophets said to Elisha, "See, the place where we dwell under your charge is too small for us. Let us go to the Jordan, and each of us get there a log, and let us make us a place for us to dwell there." And he answered, "Go." Then one of them said, "Be pleased to go with your servants." And he answered, "I will go." So he went with them, and when he came to the Jordan, they cut down trees. But as one was felling a log, his axe head fell into the water, and he cried out, "Alas, my master, it was borrowed." Then the man of God said, "Where did it fall?" When he showed him the place, he cut off a stick and threw it in there and made the iron float. And he said, "Take it up." So he reached out his hand and took it. This is the word of the Lord.
Great to be with you this morning. My wife and I are from the Northwest. We both grew up in Tacoma, Washington. We met in high school. And since that time, I've taken her around to many places in the world, many places even in the United States. But interesting thing, when you move from one place to another, in this case, we are moving from Alaska to Jackson, Mississippi. There are many changes, big changes, that one has to come into contact with. One of the things that sticks in my mind, especially when we went to Jackson, Mississippi, was the roaches. But we settled in, however. But occasionally, I would walk through the house after the ravages of the monthly spraying had taken their toll. Somewhere, perhaps on the floor, you will see a 2-inch long, light brown specimen flipped over on its back and rigor mortis has set in. Now, there aren't always a Kleenex or paper towel handy, and so you don't always pick that up right away or immediately. Sometimes I just let it lie there. Now, that's a hard thing to justify when your wife comes in and asks you, "Why didn't you pick up that roach?" You know, so you have to be ready with an answer. And so the one answer that I always gave was, "I left it there as a warning to other roaches." But of course, that sounds very hollow, and that may be the impression that you get when you read this passage of Scripture. What good is it doing? And someone might say, rightly, "Well, it shows the power of God working through